pagi, salam sejahtera anda di luar sana. Anda sedang menonton Awani Pagi bersama saya Gigi Ahmad dan juga Hafizie Rosli. Di Awani Pagi hari ini kami akan membincangkan satu topik yang sangat penting di saat kita berhadapan dengan norma baru dalam berhadapan dengan sekatan akibat COVID-19. Kita tahu krisis pandemik COVID-19 ini juga menyaksikan hampir semua urusan harian dilakukan secara dalam talian sekaligus memaksa masyarakat pada pelbagai peringkat usia membiasakan diri dengan teknologi itu. Jika sebelum ini aktiviti dalam talian lebih kepada soal kewangan, proses jual beli dan mungkin hubungan sosial, kini kegiatan secara maya lebih meluas melibatkan antaranya bekerja dari rumah BDR ataupun work from home, pembelajaran dan pengajaran di rumah PDPR serta pelbagai lagi.
Dan lantaran itu juga istilah seperti Google, YouTube serta aplikasi seperti Zoom dan Google Meet yang sebelum ini hanya popular dalam kalangan remaja dan orang muda kini perlu dihadam oleh golongan dewasa serta kanak-kanak sewaktu usia 5 tahun bagi memastikan mereka ini tidak tercicir daripada tuntutan semasa ini. Tapi tahukah anda, kajian pengguna internet oleh Suruhanjaya Komunikasi dan Multimedia Malaysia SKMM pada 2020 menunjukkan 47% kanak-kanak berusia 5 hingga 17 tahun menggunakan internet dalam kehidupan seharian mereka berbanding 28.5% pada 2018 GG.
Dan bagaimanapun hanya 53.3% ibu bapa yang melakukan kawalan secara atas talian. Manakala kalau kita tengok kajian Institut Kajian Pasaran Ipsos mendedahkan ketersediaan teknologi digital, akses internet berkelajuan tinggi dan penggunaan saluran komunikasi baru secara universal mencetuskan peningkatan pula kepada kegiatan buli cyber. Malaysia berada pada tangga ke-6 di antara 28 negara bagi kegiatan buli cyber. Sehubungan itu, ada cadangan Akta Anti Buli Cyber di bawah Kementerian Komunikasi dan Multimedia dapat diwujudkan. Kita nak bercakap sebenarnya perkara ini bersama dengan Lucian Teo yang merupakan peneraju keselamatan pendidikan di Google. Izinkan kami teruskan wawancara ini di dalam bahasa Inggeris. Good morning, Lucian. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me. Hi from Singapore.
Hello. Hi. How are you today?
Doing well. I mean, as good as we can be. How are you guys?
Yeah, we are good.
Doing good.
Yeah. Lucian.
And then Lucian, yeah. Malaysia has been under a lockdown for so long now, and with schools closed, children are spending more time online to learn, to play, and to stay in touch with friends. Many parents are genuinely concerned for their children's safety online, especially since they may be vulnerable to cyber threats. What are some of considerations parents need to take into account as they prepare themselves and their children to have a safer experience online?
I think this is a great question because it's so true that parents all over the world have more increased concern, right? Yeah. We did a survey recently before, I think just at the start of the pandemic, right? So 72% of Malaysian parents, they expressed that during this time, their concern for online safety for their kids has increased, right? That's 7 out of every 10 parents. So almost the majority of all parents feel this greater concern, right? And 40% of them, they said that things like whether their children's information is safe, you know, whether strangers are contacting their children, whether their children are seeing like content that is inappropriate online, these were their top concerns for their children. And what is especially concerning in the survey that we thought, right, was that more than a third of these parents, they've never spoken to their children about online safety issues, right? They never talked to their children about it. And only 62% of the parents, they have used some sort of online safety features. So I'm a parent of 3 kids myself. And during this time of pandemic, I think same Singapore, same as Malaysia, you know, we have the same concerns. Our children now use the internet a lot more, right? We used to be able to say, oh, stop playing games, we go outside and play. But now that school is online, not talking to their friends is online, everything is online, we are. It's so much more important for us to talk to them about how to be safe. So anyway, regarding tips, there are 3 tips which I want to talk to parents about, and I think this is really important. The first one is we need to be more involved in our children's online journey, right? As our children learn to use technology, a lot of the time the parents I talk to, they feel that, oh, the children are so clever, they're so good to use technology, right? I'm not so good, so I think I just let them do what they want. But what they don't realize is in this journey, it is not just about the use of technology. It is also about values, about who you are online, about how to re-emphasize the family values, into online behavior. And this is where children really need us parents to step in. So for example, your children may face situations where they are being bullied. right? They may also face a temptation to bully other people, right? They may also be in a situation where they see other children being bullied by other people. All these situations, you know, as parents, we can help them walk through it, like what to do, what's the right thing to do, how to do it, who to approach, all these things as parents. If we knew that our children go through this, we can help them. You know, so the thing is, we need to find out what our children's interested in, what games they play, you know, what sort of things they do. I've spoken to parents before, and they say that children these days are very, very interesting, right? They like to watch people play games. And some parents say, oh, that's so stupid. Why do they even do that? Why don't they just play the computer game themselves? You know, and to these parents, sometimes I do ask them, right? I say that you watch English Premier League soccer, right? Mm. You know, why don't you go and play in the English Premier League? Why you watch? No, the reason they watch these esports a lot of times is because they enjoy watching the skill level at a high level. So when we see that what the children is interested in is the same thing that we're interested in, it helps us bond with the children. It keeps the communication lines open so that when anything bad happens, you know, the children are able to tell us. So this is just one of the tips. You know, the second one I feel is they need to learn how to protect their online identity. You know, a lot of people have talked about this, right? I mean, MCMC always talk to the Malaysian students and even the parents and the elderly. You need to protect your online identity with like a safe password, use a strong password. The main one is don't reuse the password. Like, don't use the same password for everything. This is important because when it comes to children, right, a lot of the bullying happens when their account is hijacked, right? So a bully can take over your account. Sometimes you tell your best friend, oh, this is my password, right? I trust you. You're my friend. No, I give you everything. I show you everything. But one day the friendship sour, the friendship break, and then the person becomes a bully. The person now has your account, is able to log on as you, type all sorts of messages, talk to your friends. Actually, it's not you, but sending out messages. So we want to talk to our children that your account needs to be safe. You need to keep your password to yourself. Don't share it, you know, because you never know what will happen. And we're also seeing a lot of signs where these online predators, you know, they break into an account and then they collect your personal information. They don't tell you that they're there, but they just keep collecting personal information, you know, and then one day they kind of tell you what they know about you and they try to draw close to you. And this is something that we need to protect our children from.
Yeah.
And I think the third and I think important tip is for us adults to lead by example. How we use technology is really important because our children see what we do and they follow the same thing.
Yeah, Lucian, it's interesting that you earlier shared that only 62% of parents are using online safety features in Malaysia. Given there's an increasing risk of children being vulnerable to attacks from cyber predators, maybe you can help giving some features that can help parents, especially, for example, with age inappropriate content.
You know, so many of us at Google, we are parents of young children, parents of teenagers like myself. You know, many are also uncles and aunts to nieces and nephews. And so when we build our platforms, we always build thinking about the people we build them for, right? So we will build in tools for parents to keep the children safe. You know, so for example, right, on a mobile device, now we know that many children, they start off at a certain age, when they hit teenage, they have their own device, right? So we made sure that when you give your child a mobile device, parents have the ability to keep them safe. So we made an app called Family Link. No, I encourage all parents to go search on the Play Store, or even if you use an iOS phone, right, use an Apple iPhone, it's also available there. Search for Family Link. It is totally free. What it allows the parent to do is, for example, you can set screen time, how much time the child can have on the device, what kind of apps they can use, how long they can use it for. You can choose to block certain websites, only allow your children to see the websites you want. Right, you can also do things like turn on safe search so that when they're searching for things, the results are filtered for the safe results only. And then things like if your family is like mine, right, where we use a shared computer in the living room, everybody share the same computer, you can turn on safe search on all the Google searches so that at least the results that come out are curated and safe. No, they're not 100%, but at least it's better than just open everything. And on top of that, we know that YouTube, everybody is watching YouTube. It's a place where we go to find out, oh, I don't know how to fix the sink. The sink is leaky. We learn a lot of things from there. But also at the same time, there also is information and content which may not be appropriate to like young children. So for the very young children, 13 and below, we created an app called YouTube Kids. You know, you can download that app. So if your child uses a tablet or a mobile phone to watch YouTube, they can use that app instead of the normal YouTube app, right? And the YouTube Kids app, it basically has a set of videos which is curated, which is a smaller set of videos which we have looked through and we think are more appropriate for children. That's one. Two, it also gives the parents the controls for YouTube, right? You can choose to block out all videos and you can only choose like, okay, I want my child to have maybe only these 10 videos to watch, right? And then you can pick which videos you want only for the child to see, right? And then for teenagers, we've recently launched what we call supervised accounts. You know, so this is where the parent can have some sort of control over the child's YouTube account, you know, and then they can choose what kind of things do you let them see, what kind of things you want to prevent them. Do you want them to allow them to chat with other people? Do you want to take away that? So parents have a little bit more control over these things. You know, in Malaysia, for the Google Play Store, we recently launched this teacher-approved app, right? There's a kids tab in the Google Play Store for Malaysia. Mm-hmm. No, but if you click on it, it shows the apps which teachers in Malaysia have approved. Right. And then this is our way to help parents look for apps which are, I think, better in educational quality, better in also not entertainment quality, but we know it's good and teachers have looked through this and approve it. You know, we have a lot of resources. And I think if you want the full list, I think you can go to the Google Safety Center. You go to safety.google and then you can find out a list of all our resources for families there.
Yeah, that's so great. But Lucien, even with all these tools, cyberbullying is very rampant here in Malaysia. What can we do to remind our children to be good in online?
You know, the thing about cyberbullying, it's a behavior thing, right? And I think there's this great need for us to change our culture, change the culture of what the internet is. So it comes down to teaching our children, actually ourselves, our parents. You know, when you go online, how do we behave? How do we be good digital citizens, right? How do we create this online environment that is safe for everybody to explore, everybody to learn new things? So in order to do this, what we did 4 years ago, we created a curriculum for teachers and parents, right? We call it Be Internet Awesome. That means be really good on the internet, right? It's a series of lessons and topics to help teachers do this in the classroom. But we also have a family guide where families can talk through this, like set up rules for the house. Like, what do we agree for digital use? How do we want to conduct ourselves online, right? We cover topics even like online gaming, even like cyberbullying. Scams, protecting your privacy online. You know, so what the really interesting part about Be Internet Awesome is we realize that when we talk to kids, you can't just give them things to read or give them a booklet, right? We even tried like showing them a video of somebody teaching, but they get bored. So we created a game for them to play. The game is called Interland, right? Inside Be Internet Awesome, there's a game called Interland. As the kids play through these different worlds, they learn the different lessons of, oh, this is how we can get scammed. This is how we can create a strong password. No, this is how when we see cyberbullying, what should we do? So there are many different worlds which teach different topics, right? So if you search for Be Internet Awesome on Google search, you should be able to find this.
Yeah, thank you for sharing, Lucien. Could you share with us what goes on behind the scenes to ensure inappropriate content does not reach the children?
This is a really top priority for us across Google, across YouTube. No, we worked very hard to protect our families from harmful content, right? So for example, I can tell you, we use a combination of people who review the content that comes in, right? And because the content is so much, right? We also use machine learning so that the machines can help us find the patterns and take away this bad content, which we call child sexual abuse material. So in short, we call CSAM. So to remove CSAM out of this, we use a lot of machines, a lot of people to take it out. No, it's just between April to June, just this year, just on YouTube, we removed more than 1.8 million videos which have violated our child safety policy. So the amount of things we're looking at and the things we deal with is very massive. No, but we also know we cannot do this alone. So we work with other companies, we work with nonprofits, we work with government agencies. No, and we work both on the education front, right, to teach families these things, but we also work on the technology front. We make our technology available for everyone to use to find bad content, to remove it from their platforms. Because our goal is for the whole internet to be safe, not just for Google to be safe, but for everybody to be safe, so that wherever our children go, you know, we can be sure that they don't encounter this kind of content, they don't encounter this kind of predatory behavior.
Yeah, Lucien, I think you made a great point earlier about how our children are growing up with technology and we cannot avoid that. How can families create a positive environment for their young ones to develop a healthy and safe relationship with technology?
You know, in the 7 years I've done this, right, I've spoken to parents all over the world. And before the pandemic, the question was always, oh, how much screen time should my child have? Is 45 minutes enough? Is 3 hours enough?
Yeah.
Right. After the pandemic, I realized when I talk to parents, nobody talk about it anymore. Right. Because we know they need to be in school. They need to talk to their friends. And because you can't step out of the house, online is the way.
Yes.
And so a lot of parents go like, oh, I think I give up. Right. It's too hard. No, but what we're trying to do is technology, there's a good side and a bad side, right?
Yes.
Technology has enabled us in this pandemic to continue our daily life. We can still have school. We can still talk to our teachers. We can still talk to our friends. All these things. We can still meet our grandparents. You know, all these things are part of technology. But we wanted to keep things safe, right? So I think one of the things we need to do is look at the habits. How do we use technology both for ourselves, then our children, and then in the home, right? For Google, we've built, again, the tools that are available in Android. Some are very interesting. For example, if you set a bedtime, like you say, I sleep at 11 p.m., right? You can put that down on your phone. At 11 p.m., what will happen on Android, right? The bedtime feature kicks in, the screen turns black and white. Right, it's so that it's not so vibrant, not so interesting. So that if you really want to keep watching video, now so boring, it's more boring, right? Then you put it down because it reminds you it's time to sleep. So we're trying to encourage good use of digital technology, good behaviors as well. Another thing which we built into Android is this flip. That means when you put your phone screen down, right? Mm. You can enable it to automatically go to do not disturb mode. So for example, sometimes if let's say we manage to have a family meal, and the phone is on the desk, on the table, right?
Yeah.
Oftentimes when the notification come in, you know, the people are not interested in talking to one another because they keep looking at the phone. So the moment you turn your phone face down, it goes into do not disturb mode. And also we build all these things so that you can, what's important to you is the people in front of you, right? The phone can wait. So the moment you flip it, go into do not disturb. No, you can wait and come back to it later on. So we're trying to encourage how technology can be used to make life better, not to replace life, not to replace the relationships we have. Yeah, so these are just some of the things which we want to encourage people to do. Now, for a full list, again, if you go to wellbeing.google, we've thought through it a lot because we are also great users of technology. We use technology a bit too much.
Yeah.
And we've thought through it and go like, I think these are the things that we need to pay attention to. And we've put it all down at wellbeing.google.
All right, thank you, Lucien, for the tips and knowledge sharing. And thank you so much for being with us. Dan itu tadi Lucien Teo yang merupakan peneraju keselamatan pendidikan di Google. Baik, kita akan berehat dulu seketika. Kita kembali selepas ini. Baik, tadi Hafizi, Rosli dan Gigi Ahmad bersama Google untuk melihat bagaimana sebenarnya mewujudkan persekitaran maya yang selamat untuk anak-anak yang banyak menggunakan gadget ketika PKP. Dan kali ini, anda bersama saya Hafizi Azaman dan saya akan bersama dengan Ketua Unit Multimedia dan Tarbiah Keselamatan Cyber di MRM Malaysia, Aaron Ikram Mokhtar, untuk melihat bagaimana tangani cyberbully dalam kalangan kanak-kanak. Assalamualaikum, selamat pagi, Aaron.
Waalaikumsalam warahmatullahi wabarakatuh dan selamat pagi.
Aaron, walaupun pembukaan semula ekonomi dan sosial kini telah banyak dibenarkan, impak dan juga kesan daripada PKP selama 2 tahun kepada kanak-kanak dalam pendedahan kepada digital sudah pasti dirasai. Boleh Aaron ceritakan kesan digital yang bagaimana yang dapat kita lihat setakat ini, Aaron?
Okay, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Jadi kalau kita tengok sejak pandemik ni bermula, 1.5 bilion anak-anak kita di seluruh dunia telah terkesan dengan lockdown ini. Dan kita tengok kalau dulu anak-anak kita dah suka guna gadget atas tujuan hiburan, kerana pandemik, kegunaan gadget tu dah menjadi keperluan asasi harian untuk berinteraksi dengan guru sekolah, dengan rakan-rakan dan ahli keluarga lain yang mungkin di negeri lain yang tidak boleh direntas negeri. Dan ini telah menyebabkan beberapa kesan. Daripada segi kesan pendidikan, kita tengok di beberapa negara, Malaysia saya tak pasti lagi, tapi di beberapa negara, keputusan purata matematik di kalangan pelajar, contohnya darjah 5 dan 6, ada kekurangan berbanding dengan tahun yang sebelum pandemik. Dan daripada segi sosial, kita tengok Zaman remaja ni adalah zaman antara zaman paling kritikal dan sensitif buat anak-anak kita berinteraksi dan mempelajari kemahiran sosial yang diperlukan untuk berjaya dalam kehidupan harian. Dan dengan lockdown ini, perkembangan sosial ini terpaksa dilakukan melalui skrin. Skrin telefon, skrin tablet, laptop, komputer dan sebagainya. Jadi tidak boleh dinafikan yang memang pandemik ini telah ada kesan terhadap anak-anak kita.
Dan sebenarnya bagaimana pertimbangan yang perlu dilakukan oleh ibu bapa untuk pastikan anak-anak mereka berada dalam keadaan selamat ketika online ini? Sebab kita dengar begitu banyak sekali peningkatan kes cyberbully dan sebagainya. Dan malah baru-baru ini sebuah portal berita dalam talian laporkan peningkatan pelajar tingkatan 2 di sebuah sekolah menengah di Kuala Lumpur terkejut ketika mereka duduki satu peperiksaan baru-baru ini, satu video seks eksplisit mula ditayangkan di skrin mereka. Ini perkara antara yang kita bimbangkan selain daripada cyberbully yang kita bincangkan ni, Aaron.
Okey, yang pertama berkenaan dengan gadget ni kan, ibu bapa, guru, penjaga perlu ambil tahu. Kita tak boleh cakap yang kita tak ada ijazah dalam computer science, kita bukan pakar komputer, kita tak pandai IT, tak boleh. Sebagai ibu bapa, penjaga atau guru, kita perlu ambil tahu tentang teknologi dan gadget yang kita gunakan. Jadi contohnya kalau guru-guru menggunakan Google Meet untuk berinteraksi dengan anak-anak murid mereka, guru-guru perlu pakar sebaik yang mungkin dalam menggunakan Google Meet. Sebab saya tak tahu butiran kes berkenaan yang telah disebutkan tadi. Tetapi sama ada ia dihack, itu di luar kawalan kita. Tapi daripada pengalaman peribadi saya dengan Google Meet, jika admin berkenaan tidak meletakkan setting yang sesuai, senang bagi orang luar menyertai video call berkenaan atau peserta-peserta dalam video call berkenaan berkongsi skrin mereka. Jadi di sini kita tak boleh nak cakap apa yang telah terjadi sebab kita tak tahu butiran dia. Jadi yang pertama kita perlu ambil tahu. Kalau ibu bapa tahu apakah aktiviti anak-anak mereka di sekolah, apakah aplikasi yang digunakan, adakah anak-anak mereka banyak menghabiskan masa berbual dengan rakan-rakan di WhatsApp atau di Facebook atau di Instagram, semua kena ambil tahu. Sebab kadang-kadang anak-anak kita ni kan, saya jaga anak saya guna WhatsApp. Tapi sebenarnya anak-anak kita tengok banyak yang chat dekat Instagram. Atau yang baru ni yang popular adalah Discord. Discord adalah satu platform chat yang sekarang popular antara remaja. Jadi mungkin anak kita dekat WhatsApp dia tak chat benda yang sensitif atau yang mungkin tak sesuai. Tapi dekat Discord, tempat yang mak bapak tak tahu wujud pun, di situlah berlakunya perbualan yang bebas atau berlakunya kes-kes bully antara satu sama lain. Jadi kita perlu ambil tahu. Keduanya, kalau boleh, antara cara paling senang menjaga keselamatan cyber anak kita adalah mengeluarkan gadget daripada bilik tidur.
Ada ibu bapa amalkan screen time. Pandangan Aaron berkaitan dengan screen time ni bagaimana?
Okey, berkenaan dengan screen time ni, yang pertama, kita tak boleh nak jaga screen time macam kita jaga screen time televisyen. Kan? Kalau dulu masa saya zaman-zaman muda-muda, bapa saya cakap kalau tak siap homework, tak siap kerja rumah, tak boleh tengok TV, kan? Bila dah siap kerja rumah, boleh tengok TV. Tapi TV ni adalah interaksi satu hala. Saya dapat maklumat, saya tak boleh berinteraksi. Saya tak boleh kongsi maklumat. Jadi kalau setakat kita nak cakap, kalau saya dulu masa muda tengok TV 3 jam, anak saya guna internet 3 jam lebih kurang sama, tidak. Ia adalah dua kes yang berbeza. Jadi berkaitan dengan internet ni, yang lebih penting daripada, bukan nak kata tak penting menjaga masa atau screen time, sebab screen time ni sangat penting, terutama dengan anak-anak kecil kita, sebab screen time yang berlebihan akan ada kesan jangka panjang daripada segi fokus, fokus retention, ada kesan ADHD dan sebagainya. Tapi bagi contohnya remaja, kita tak boleh nak cakap, adik guna screen time 3 jam sehari boleh. Tidak. Yang lebih penting adalah dalam masa yang digunakan kat internet ni, mana dia pergi?
Bagaimana sebenarnya pengawal selia yang mengawal maklumat berkaitan dengan apa yang disalurkan di sosial media ini dapat memainkan peranan mereka untuk memastikan bahawa maklumat yang disalurkan itu tidak membawa kepada unsur-unsur keganasan, tidak membawa kepada pendedahan melampau berkaitan dengan seksualiti dan sebagainya?
Okey, yang pertama sekali, kita perlu memahami perbezaan budaya yang wujud di alam cyber. Apa yang saya maksudkan di sini, apa yang mungkin okey, baik atau sesuai bagi sesebuah budaya di Amerika, Eropah dan sebagainya, tidak sesuai dengan budaya kita di Malaysia. Budaya agama Islam, Buddha, Christianity atau daripada segi budaya warga Asia dan sebagainya. Jadi apa yang mungkin elok di sebuah negara tidak elok buat kita. Itu satu. Jadi kita nak harapkan negara lain atau syarikat tech di negara lain, dia yang menentukan apa yang sesuai tak sesuai buat anak-anak kita, sangat bahaya. Kan? Sebab kalau negara tu cakap, oh, pakai miniskirt sesuai, dan takkan kat sini pun kita nak cakap sesuai. Jadi kita tak boleh mengharapkan tech besar menentukan apa yang sesuai atau tidak sesuai bagi anak-anak kita. Keduanya, sekarang ni ada laporan yang mengatakan contohnya dengan Facebook, di mana algoritm dia menggalakkan perkongsian maklumat atau video atau konten yang negatif. Sebab bila konten itu negatif, lagi banyak orang klik, lagi banyak engagement. Jadi di sini saya nak mengingatkan para pengguna internet di Malaysia, apa-apa perkhidmatan yang anda gunakan dengan percuma, anda bukan pelanggan syarikat berkenaan, anda adalah apa yang dijual kepada pelanggan yang sebenar. Jadi apa yang saya maksudkan di sini adalah bila anda guna Facebook, Facebook percuma. Okay. Kan? Tetapi sebenarnya kita bukan pelanggan utama Facebook. Pelanggan utama Facebook adalah syarikat-syarikat yang membeli iklan di Facebook. Kenapa syarikat-syarikat ini membeli iklan di Facebook? Kerana Facebook akan berkongsikan maklumat kita, tabiat kita, kegemaran kita, apa yang kita tak suka, suka warna apa, makanan apa, kereta apa, semua ni yang kita share kat Facebook. Facebook kumpul, dijual kepada syarikat-syarikat ni. Ah, kalau hang nak jual iklan kepada Aaron ni, ini yang disuka. Nampak? Jadi kita ni bukan pelanggan, kita adalah produk yang dijual kepada pelanggan yang sebenar. Dan dalam situasi Facebook, pelanggan yang sebenar adalah syarikat-syarikat yang membeli iklan di Facebook. Sama dengan Gmail, perkhidmatan Gmail percuma, tetapi ia meningkatkan kekuatan atau kelebihan Google Search. Apa-apa perkhidmatan yang Google tawarkan dengan percuma sebenarnya adalah untuk meningkatkan mutu dan kualiti perkhidmatan search engine dia. Jadi apa-apa perkhidmatan yang digunakan dengan percuma, berhati-hati, anda bukan pelanggan. Tengok-tengok, anda sebenarnya adalah produk yang dijual.
Okey, baik. Terima kasih atas penerangan itu tadi. Sungguh terperinci oleh Ketua Unit Multimedia dan Tarbiah Keselamatan Cyber di MRM Malaysia, Aaron Ikram Mokhtar, atas perkongsian bagaimana sebenarnya kita mahu mewujudkan environment ataupun persekitaran yang lebih selamat untuk anak-anak berlayar di dalam social media di alam maya itu sendiri. Terima kasih sekali lagi kepada Aaron. Dan itu saja dapat saya bawakan kepada anda di awal pagi hari ini. Saya Afzal Zaman. Assalamualaikum.